Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Today's program will offer a short history of German song using the voice of Lotte Lehmann. We'll hear the Lieder in chronological order from Bach to Richard Strauss. Though the Baroque Lied hadn't really coalesced as a balance between the keyboard and voice, we do have a lovely song that Bach wrote, or more probably arranged, from an opera by Stutzel. This is Bist du bei mir? If you be with me, I can leave this world in peace. Bach's Bist du bei mir, If You Be With Me, sung by Lotte Lehmann in that 1928 recording. The other great Baroque composer that I'll sample on this history of the Lied is, of course, Handel. Like Bach, he didn't really compose a Lied that we can sample, so we'll hear an aria from his opera Xerxes, which is often performed as a separate song. In this case, Lehmann doesn't sing the original words, Umbra mai fu, that I admire the shade of a tree, but rather a German translation. Tender and beautiful fronds of my beloved plane tree, let fate smile upon you. Thank you. Was Handel's Ombra Mai Fu, a poetic appreciation of a tree's shade, performed by Lotte Lehmann in a 1928 recording. The song was originally an aria from an opera by Handel, which he'd stolen from Bononcini, who in turn adapted it from a setting by Cavalli. But it's in Handel's version that we best know it. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and a condensed look at the history of the German Lied through the voice of Lotte Lehmann. Next, we move to Haydn's song, She Never Told Her Love, that he called a canzonetta because the word Lied with which we referred to German song wasn't yet in use. Written in 1794, the words are from Shakespeare's play Twelfth Night. She never told her love, but let concealment, like a worm in the bud, feed on her damask cheek. She sat like patience on a monument, smiling at grief. Notice the long keyboard introduction that sets the scene.
She never told her love.
That was Lotilemon with Paul Ulanovsky in Haydn's She Never Told Her Love, in a rare off-the-air recording from 1944. I'll move along chronologically to Mozart, who, like Haydn, wrote about 40 Lieder. We'll hear one of his most famous songs, written in 1787, Abendempfindung, or Evening Thoughts. The text is thought to be by Joachim Campe. Abendempfindung has all the markings of 18th century sentimental poetry. During an evening, the narrator contemplates the passing of time and life. Soon we all must die, and our friends' tears will fall upon our graves. He then speaks of his own death and asks the listener to shed a tear for him, which will become the most beautiful pearl in his crown.
Thank you.
live recording made of a radio broadcast of the 1949 town hall recital that Lotte Lehmann sang, we heard Mozart's Abend Empfindung, Evening Thoughts, with Paul Ulanowski, the pianist. Let's move now to a Lied by Beethoven called Zärtliche Liebe, Tender Love, or often just by its first words, Ich liebe dich, I love you, that was written in 1795, which means that Beethoven was 25 at the time. The lyrics are from a poem by Karl Herose. I love you as you love me, evenings or mornings. There was no day when you and I did not share our sorrows.
Ich liebe dich so wie du mich am Abend und am Morgen. Noch war kein Tag, wo du mich nicht teilten unsere
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, I've put together a short history of German song called Lieder, using the voice of Lotte Lehmann to demonstrate. We just heard Beethoven's Zärtliche Liebe, Tender Love, that Lehmann recorded in 1936 with pianist Erno Balog. Beethoven wrote around 100 songs that range from this simple profession of love to rollicking drinking songs. The next composer in this chronological overview is Schubert, who wrote over 600 songs and really began the kind of song we know as Lieder. The piano part became more important, and you all know in his Erlking or Gretchen at the Spinning Wheel, written when he was a teenager, how important the piano part is. But we'll hear his well-known Ständchen or Serenade, written in the last year of his short life. The poem is by Ludwig Rellstab. We'll hear Lotte Lehmann herself introduce and sing the lied from her 1941 radio show.
The famous Ständchen, or Serenade, from the Swan Song Cycle, the last songs written by Franz Schubert. In the shadows of the peacefully murmuring trees is a suitor, and in the moonlight is the window of his sweetheart. Who could resist his seductive serenade? Surely no one wooed so sweetly could resist for long. I will sing for you Schubert's Serenade.
Lotte Lehmann with Paul Lanowski from their radio show of 1941, performing Schubert's Serenade. The next composer in this survey is Robert Schumann, who wrote 246 songs, 138 of them in his amazing year of song, 1840. But we'll hear Aufträge, messages that he wrote in 1850 to words of Carl Gruelle, also known as Christian Legru. Not so fast, not so fast. Wait a bit, tiny wave. I'd like to give you a message for my sweetheart. If you glide past her, greet her fondly for me. You'll notice that the piano part demonstrates just how quickly the stream, or later in the poem, even a dove, should move to take these love words to the beloved.
Warte nicht, kleine Sinne, will dir einen Auftrag geben. Na, die Liebste mein, wirst du ihr vor Leben schmieden, grüße sie mir fein. Sag, ich werde mitgekommen, auf dir selbst herabgeschwommen, für den Gruß einen Kuss kühn dir zu erbitten, durch der Zeit Dringlichkeit. eine leicht geschwingte Taube. Haben wir was aufzutragen, die Liebste bei, sollst dir tausend Grüße sagen, hundert obendrein. Sag, ich werde dir geflogen, über Berg und Stroh gezogen, für den Gruß einen Kuss kühn mir zu erbitten. Doch der Zeitdringlichkeit hat es nicht gelitten. Warte nicht, dass ich dich treibe, oh du träge Wundscheibe. Weiß ja, was ich dir geboren, für die Liebste bei, durch das Fenster Schiffer schnurren, grüße sie mir fein. Sag, ich wär auf dich gestiegen, selber zu ihr hinzufliegen, für den Gruß einen Kuss kühl mir zu erbitten. Du weißt Schuld und Geduld und mich nicht geliebt.
That was Robert Schumann's Aufträge. Messages, sung by Lotte Lehmann with Paul Ulanowski piano. We've arrived at the middle of the 19th century when there were many good composers writing Lieder. Robert Franz, who lived from 1815 to 1892, specialized in Lieder, writing 250 of them that were greatly appreciated until about 50 years ago when they were found to be too pretty. But the beauty found in many of them, such as Gute Nacht, Good Night, make them classic in my estimation. The somber words are by Eichendorff. The forests already changed to evening gold. A little bird asks whether it should greet its sweetheart. Oh, little bird, you have deceived yourself. She doesn't live in the valley anymore. Soar to heaven. Greet her up there.
Die Höhen und Wälder schon steigen, immer tiefer ins Abendgold. Ein Vöglein fragt in den Zweigen, ob es Liebchen grüßt. Du hast dich betrogen, sie wohnet nicht mehr im Tal. Schwing auf dich zum Himmelsbogen, grüß sie droben zum
That was a recording of Gute Nacht, Good Night, by Robert Franz, that Lotte Lehmann and Erno Balog made in 1937. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, I'm offering the history of the German Lied in 1 hour. From Robert Franz, we move to Hugo Wolf, also known to music history primarily for his 300 Lieder. He was cursed with bipolar disorder that was worsened when he contracted syphilis. Another shortened life, such as those of Schubert and Schumann, also cursed by syphilis. Wolf lived from 1860 to 1903. We'll hear his dramatic Lied, Kennst du das Land? Do you know the land? To words of Goethe. One of the poems most frequently set by composers, this Lied is certainly the most powerful version. This is the lyric that epitomizes the northern German's longing for the warmth of the south. Do you know the land where lemon trees blossom, where golden oranges glow amid dark leaves. A gentle wind blows from the blue sky. The myrtle stands silent, the laurel tall. Do you know it? There, oh there, I desire to go with you, my beloved.
Thank you.
a live performance of one of the most demanding of all Lieder for both the singer and the pianist, Hugo Wolf's Kennst du das Land? Do you know the land? Lotte Lehmann with Paul Lanofsky in 1937, Town Hall, New York. Next, Marx, not Groucho or Karl, but rather Joseph Marx, who lived from 1882 till 1964, so can certainly be called a 20th century composer. He wrote 150 songs, most of them now sadly not performed. But you will hear that his Selige Nacht, Holy Night, gives a glimpse of his genius. Selige Nacht is a setting of a poem by Otto Erich Hartleben. The song is a pæan to post-coital bliss, though the ongoing hand-crossing figures in the piano maintain the glow of lovemaking. Holy Night by Joseph Marx was sung by Lotte Lehmann in that 1937 recording with Erner Balog piano. On my survey of German art song or Lieder, we've come to that last great and most often performed composer, Richard Strauss, perhaps most famous for his orchestral tone poems, especially Also sprach Zarathustra. Strauss wrote many songs heard in present-day recitals. It was tough to choose only one, as it was for most of these composers, but his popular Zu Eignung, or Dedication, was one of Lehmann's favorites, so that helped in my decision. There are definite sections to the poem. First, the poet Hermann von Gilm tells of the torment of separation, then of his period of drink, and in each case must thank the beloved for being there, blessing the drink, and finally banishing the evil spirits that have bedeviled his life. Each phrase ends, Habe Dank, be thanked. Eignung, or Dedication by Richard Strauss, was sung by Lotte Lehmann in an orchestration by Strauss himself. You've been listening to my abbreviated history of the German Lied using Lotte Lehmann's brilliant singing to illustrate. In 1973, for my New York City radio program, I interviewed Lotte Lehmann for her 85th birthday. I asked her what her favorite Lieder were, and after some hesitation, she replied, Schubert's Im Abendrot and Morgen by Richard Strauss, whom she had known personally. Strauss wrote several operas with her voice in mind and considered her Marschallin in his Rosenkavalier opera the best he'd ever heard. But now let's hear Im Abendrot, In Sunset, by Schubert. Oh, how lovely is thy world, Father, when the earth is bathed in rays of gold, when thy radiance descends and even the dust shimmering sparkles, when the glow in clouds gleams, streaming through my peaceful window.
Ist zu haben, Brief.
One of her favorite leader, Im Appentrot, in Evening Glow, Lotte Lehmann with Erna Balog. The other song Lehmann told me she loved was Morgen by Richard Strauss. This song has a long piano introduction that allows us to contemplate the poem's images. Morgen, or tomorrow, uses words of John Henry Mackay, and Strauss wrote it in 1894. I mentioned the long introduction. It's interesting to note that the first word of the poem is and, as if we've been participating in the poem from the beginning. And tomorrow the sun will shine again, and on the way that I will go, it will unite us again, the happy ones, amidst this sun-breathing earth. And to the beach, wide, wave blue, we will still and slowly descend. Silent, we will look into each other's eyes, and upon us will sink the mute silence of happiness. That was a 1941 recording of Morgen or Tomorrow by Richard Strauss, performed by Lotte Lehmann with Paul Ulanowski, the pianist. In the time remaining, let's hear Lehmann sing an English translation of one of Robert Schumann's most often performed songs, Widmung or Dedication. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
Among Robert Schumann's many songs, Dedication is one of his most beautiful and popular compositions. Madame Lehman will sing it for us now.
Thou art my soul and thou my heart. Thou art my joy and sorrow art. Thou art my world for life adoring. My heaven art thou, wherein I'm soaring. O thou my grave, wherein for thee my every grief is laid. My world for life adoring, my heaven of thought.